You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, looking at the Supreme Court and the term included cases that were not to be heard before the Supreme Court, declined. And two cases illustrate to me as much as the cases already before the court or taken to for the future. This, Cowell versus Benson, if I understand, this is Michigan lawmakers setting term limits for their colleagues and themselves. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit upheld that ruling that these term limits, 2 4-year terms for members of the state Senate, 3 2-year terms for members of the state's House, are to be upheld. The Supreme Court turns it aside, and I believe that means the Supreme Court has now vouchsafed term limits in Michigan, as we already have in other states. Do I read that correctly, Richard?
Yes, you do. I mean, and it's a very interesting case because it shows you the difference in the ways in which the Supreme Court addresses federal changes of districts and term limits and states do it. There was a case called Thornton, and in that particular case, what Justice Thomas, amongst others, held was that the United States Constitution sets out the qualifications for office, have to be a citizen, you have to be over 30 years of age, and it is not for the states to add any other kinds of conditions. You have to pay your income tax, you can only serve for 4 years. It was done this way, and so what they did is they struck down a system of term limits that had otherwise been put into play. Then when you get to the state, there's no kind of similar provision there. So what you have to do is to turn this into a somewhat strange First Amendment case, saying if you limit the amount of terms, then you're limiting the way in which you speak. Well, this is crazy because you can make the same argument if they allowed terms indefinitely. You're abridging my right to speak because it turns out I can't get people out because there's no term limits in place. And so the effort that was set aside by Judge Thacker, he was exactly right to say we're not going to take a structural conversation in the state constitution and turn it into a federal First Amendment case, which allows us to strike these things down. If you decided to do that, then what happens is the next time they double the length of the limits, is that also going to be a violation of First Amendment rights, ballot participation, or the rest? I think the real question is the First Amendment allows you to speak, but it doesn't allow you to dictate to the state how they organize their internal affairs. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, the answer is you cannot, in my view, make an intelligent judgment about term limits unless you know something about the length of the terms. I thought the big mistake in the original federal proposals that took place 20, 30 years ago was that they wanted to have only 3 terms in the House and 2 in the Senate. I think that's much too short. There's just too much turnover. There's not enough institutional memory that allows things to go place on that. And so Richard Epstein's view is you make them much longer. What you're trying to do is to neutralize the inordinate power of people whose accumulated seniority allows them to dictate the way in which one of the branches of government run. So Epstein's proposal is you have 10 terms in the House, it's 20 years, and 3 or 4 in the Senate, because that gets rid of all the long termers, but it doesn't destroy internal constitutional continuity. And I think the Michigan terms were too short. I would double them and maybe even triple them, because you have to understand what the objective is. The great great disadvantage associated with territorial voting is, to put it quite bluntly, I cannot vote against Nancy Pelosi. She's in San Francisco. I'm sitting here in Connecticut, right? And I want to vote against her. I would spend a lot more of my votes getting rid of her as Speaker of the House than I would to put anyone in my nondescript district. Well, once you understand that particular problem of territorial situation, you realize that incumbency has huge negative externalities by creating these distortions of influence. And the term limit is a very effective and neutral way to stop that behavior without singling out Nancy Pelosi and letting Jesse Helms of a previous day go through. So that's why it is I'm in favor of them. I want to get rid of the outliers, but I don't want to consume continuity. So I'm in favor of long-term limits and I'm against short-term limits. But what the Sixth Circuit said is, hey, Epstein, that they were talking to me. You should address those things to the state legislature. They run their own state constitutional commission. Don't address it to us. And what he pointed out quite correctly was that the Michigan POTUS had spoken through their constitutional deliberations, and he was not going to upset it. So I think he was right. The basic proposition is, in a federalist system, it turns out that the states have a sovereign constitutional right within their own domain to do something that's quite wacky. Now, notice the contrast between this and all the stuff that we talked about in the Moore case.
Yes.
Under those circumstances,
Richard, go ahead.
Okay. In the Moore case, I think it's pretty clear what's happening is there is a federal institution in place for choosing federal electors. And what the state is trying to do through its weird application of its own substantive provisions is to usurp the power of the legislature to set these things and to set it itself. But in this particular case, there's no federal mandate. There's no federal hook whatsoever. And generally speaking, it is a terrible mistake when you're doing constitutional adjudication to try to take First Amendment individual rights arguments and use them to dictate state structures. I wouldn't want to do it at the federal level, and I wouldn't want to do it here. And so in this particular case, I think that the decision was rightly turned down, and I think it will become a powerful precedent going forward.
Professor Richard Epstein, the Hoover Institution, reviewing this year's court. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.